The Occasional Dose of Fat, show number 127, summer 2017. Oha, this is your Uncle Gomez, and over there, on the other end of the Davenport, is my imaginary friend Nigel. Nigel and I are bringing you a special edition of the Occasional Dose of Fat. We're going to interview three of our newest Bike Black Ribbon test pilots and talk about their passion for what Nigel likes to call the ride. But before we can do that, we need to pay the bills and give our sponsors some love. The Weekly Dose of Fat is brought to you by the kind and learned bicycle professionals at Surly Bikes. Learn more about bikes, parts, and chaos at surlybikes.com. Let's get right into the show after a message from our sponsors.
So I heard you need a fat bike. Come to Zion Cyclery in Zion, Illinois. We have all brands. Trek, Borealis, Salsa, Felt, Surly, and more. Yo, we have all the cold weather gears by 45 North and Bontrager. Keep those fingers and toes nice and toasty. We fix bikes also, so you have any problem? Brakes, gears, suspension? We have the best mechanics in town. So yeah, visit us at ZionCycle.com.
Welcome back to the show. Nigel wanted me to remind you all that this is the last few days for you to get a raffle ticket to win the fabulous Levis Mission 1 Moonlander that we've put together. It's a raffle to help rebuild the chalet at the Levis Mountain Trails. So I'll make sure to put the flyer at the bottom of our show notes. All you have to do is click on that, and you'll be able to help out a really nice place that we've held Gnome Fest, and some of my friends have gotten married at, and it's just a magic place. It's very cool. So help out if you can, and you might win a cool little bike. So we are at the precipice of our special Bike Black Ribbon test pilot interview show, and first up is an interview with our apparel editor, Kate. Hey, first up on our test pilot show is Kate. Kate is our apparel editor. But just in case the Bobs from Trek are listening, she's keen to test a Trek stash. Welcome to the program,
hello.
Kate.
Hello, everybody.
So, Kate, how goes the training for the old Beechwood Blaster?
The Beechwood Blaster. You know, I'm settled in nicely. I will be well prepared for my return to Beechwood. As I've had a couple years off, I'm ready to take it on and get back into it. So,
because now the Beechwood involves single track mountain biking and drinking. So have you been drinking enough?
Yeah. I'm well-versed in that area, and it helps hold back the lactic acid issues that I generally suffer from, but a good beer or two, I'm always worth it, and I can chug them pretty decently by the time Beechwood comes around. So,
all right, it is kind of in the fall, and Kate is a two-time champion. Look it up. Her name's etched in the rock or on the barrel of the shotgun.
Right.
Or maybe both. So Kate is actually the person that encouraged me to become Gomez, grow my beard out, and share my inner feelings about bicycles on the internet. So you can blame all of this on her. So back to the probing questions. Within the bike realm, what is your perfect summertime fat bike ride?
You know, I'm a sucker for beach riding. I can easily go out there, and Lake Michigan has such a great shoreline growing up and as a native of Door County, I really do enjoy riding the shoreline. I mean, I can ride trail anytime, but if I can see myself bikepacking and hanging out on the Lake Michigan shore,
oh yeah,
that's where I'm at.
You've got the cherry blossoms tattooed right on your foot. For Door,
how dare you? That's a secret.
For Door County. Oh, that was a secret? Oops. I was just kidding. It's a temporary tattoo, really. It washes right off. So, I have to agree. Beach riding, man. I love beach riding. It's just, it really feeds into my mountain biking is a discovery tool. And because the beach changes, you could ride the same section of beach and you never know where you're going to find the dead thing that's going to smell bad. Could be here,
that's
could be
true.
There.
And usually I'm swearing at the flats. I mean, that's just one thing I've always, I'm a climber, I'm a descender, I'm not a flat racer by any means.
Yeah.
And I avoid it, I swear a lot. Openly, outside, like, my own mind. And so it's very refreshing for me to actually get out on the beach and enjoy it and find it to be very freeing and entertaining.
So speaking of swearing...
on the pavement or in the trail, I am not happy.
Speaking of swearing, do you swear at your kids in Polish? Is that a family tradition that you've
passed? We do, but now they're starting to figure out what it actually means. So we've kind of taken a little time out for that.
Excellent. So
yes.
you are a newish test pilot, although you did a few things a long time ago in the beginning of fatbike.com, but now you're back with full focus. And so what
sure.
what are you currently testing for the old fatbike.com?
Well, I had wrapped up a really cool review in the wintertime for Qloom, which, honestly, their garments and the pieces that they have are really a hidden gem. I mean, for the longest time, all of us have been kind of struggling between, and I'm an old-time fat biker where, you know, you started out wearing, like, snowboarding gear, and then you really didn't know what was going on, flat pedals, the whole nine yards, and then all of a sudden, this product line, and Bontrager has done a really great job, too. I did test one of their boots this winter, which mm-hmm. kind of blew my mind, because I had been riding road winter shoes, and those were a little difficult to get off the bike on incline stuff when you needed to, but
right.
The Qloom lineup has really blown my mind, and the quality of their product is beyond anybody that I know that's out on the marketplace. So,
cool. And since we're in the summertime, do they have a summer lineup as well? The Qloom brand.
They do, and they have these super cool shorts that have bibs inside the shorts, and that has been a huge hit because I do a lot of commuting,
mm-hmm.
and especially if I just want to casually ride, I don't want to have a kid on all the time, and they fit really well. The exterior short is kind of a breathable, loose mesh, I would say, and then the bib short inside it, which bibs to me are mandatory. I don't know anybody who just rides a short, but
I wear a bib.
Yeah.
Or bibs, I mean.
I've been really happy with their stuff. And then recently I just got some Casco. They have a two-part kit now where you get socks and gloves.
Right.
In one package. And those are super sweet. I've gotten a lot of really good compliments on it. And I really like the fabric that they've used. The gloves are tacky enough and you can access your iPhone screen with them. And I've used them on the road and mountain, and I really like them a lot. Very, very nice, lightweight, but good grip.
Cool, man. Well, you'll our listeners will be able to see a test on that Tasco gear, and I'll put a link
yep.
into your Qloom story in the show notes. And my final question of our fabulous interview today is, What's the best thing you have planned for this summer?
Okay, so I live not far from a really awesome trail system, and it's something that I call the Super Loop, and it's about a 50 mile from my driveway. There's about 7 miles of road, and then the rest is single track, and I have a quest. I've never done it on my fat bike before, and I have been on sabbatical, and I have little twins, so they're old enough now where mom gets to train and get a lot of mileage in, and so I will be doing the Super Loop, which is pretty technical and kind of grueling, on my Trek, and that will be pretty big, and then I also have Beechwood coming up, and then I have a long gravel crush that I'll be doing. That's about a 200-mile ride. So pretty good. I'm not doing a ton of racing. I'll be headed out to Joshua Tree and Moab in late fall for an event. And other than that, I'm just kind of keeping it local and getting my feet backgrounded a little bit. So
cool, man.
We'll see how it goes.
Well, thanks for coming on the show, and thanks for everything you do for the site. And we'll talk to you soon. Have a great day.
All right, you too. Thanks.
All right, see ya.
Talk to you soon.
This is former Vice President Dick Cheney. When I'm not profiting off of foreign wars, I'm listening to Sven and Gomez on Fat Bike Radio.
Hey, please welcome to our special edition of the Occasional Dose of Fat, the Bike Black Ribbon Test Pilot episode, Mr. Nick Holzem. He is our newest test pilot, and he's also been a guest on the show. He's the last year's champion of the Huge Ass Fat Bike Race Series, and has a background in BMX and Wars Racing, and you're going to love this guy because he is every bit as technical as KBS from Fat Farm. So please welcome Nick Holzem.
Hey, Gomez, thank you very much for having me.
Hey.
How are you doing?
It's kind of scary looking out. Warning, you're in Milwaukee, and I'm just about 50 miles west of you, or 40 miles west of you, something like that. Huge storms headed your direction, sir.
Yeah, I know. There's a buddy of mine, he's headed down to Summerfest grounds to see the Red Hot Chili Peppers tonight, and he's all freaking out about it.
Well, the Chili Peppers in the rain. It'll be fire and ice. So, you are a new test pilot, but you're not new to fat bikes. Why don't you start off by telling us what you call fun?
Well, I love biking, everything about it. For me, the most fun is just putting together a fast line through the woods, a lot of flow, just hitting the lines as fast as I can through the berms and jumps over the rocks and technical terrain. For me, the most fun is just, being able to maintain that speed and, you know, all the technique and physical ability, getting through that stuff as quick as possible. You know, fat biking, I love that as well. The winter riding, that is. Probably my most favorite thing is just exploring and the adventure that you can, partake in when out on the fat bike. Some of my favorite things are hopping on the bike and just riding out, whether it's across some frozen lake or up the river somewhere, just to see where my bike can take me.
Yeah, I love I love the discovery or exploration aspect of mountain biking and to a larger extent fat biking, because you have a larger amount of terrain. So
old? It's awesome when she can roll over.
How old were you when you saw, I think it's the Return of the Jedi, the one with the Ewoks, with the speeders through the forest? Because what you were describing, what you really are passionate about with the mountain biking, I always relate to seeing that. I was well into my adult years, but it all kind of correlated with when mountain biking started. I saw that film and then experienced that on a mountain bike, and I was like, damn.
Yeah, I think I was probably in my early teens when I first saw that. The scene where he's on that, I don't know what you call it, the space bird, like the bike, and they're flying through dodging trees and that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of the feeling I enjoy, just ripping through the woods.
I wonder if George Lucas knows how many mountain bikers he created.
Maybe it was filmed on a mountain bike and he just kind of, I don't know, held up a little cardboard spaceship in front of the bike and...
That's the way we do radio here, but I'm pretty sure George Lucas has a few more contraptions than we have. So, you are so very new that you don't actually have the bike, the production model of the bike that you're going to be testing for us, but it is a pretty kick-ass setup, so why don't you tell the folks what you're gonna test for us?
What's headed my way is Frame Montana. It's their version of the full suspension, full carbon mountain bike. And this thing is set up pretty sweet. I guess they spent a ton of time trying to get the design just right, the geometry set up real well with the full suspension. Their target is to create a bike that's great for climbing, but also rips on the downhills. They're going to send me some 4-inch wide wheels on like an 80 mil wide carbon rim, and then I also got another set of carbon wheels to try out with that the frame tub wheels. They're 53 millimeter wide, 27.5 inch mid-fat wheels. So a couple different wheel options to go along with this. It should be great for summertime testing.
Cool. I've got the trail for you to take that bike on. I just rode Pleasant View just west of Madison in Middleton, Wisconsin last night. And at the Blackhawk Ski Area, which is a membership-only area, you got to pay $25 a year to ride there. But they have the longest set of downhill whoops and perfectly bermed turns that I've ridden in Wisconsin. It's like no other trail that I've ridden in Wisconsin. It is just so ripping and fun. I think that bike could just be awesome for that.
That's awesome. I'm writing this down now. I'm going to see if I can head over there.
Yeah, it's right by the Capitol Brewery, too. It's right next. It's kind of the entrance to the trail is right next to a golf course, which has apparently a bunch of really good beer on tap, has Surly on tap and whatnot. So William Lorman, the president of the Capitol Off-Road Pathfinders, invited us to go on their group ride, and they waited for us and made sure that we didn't get lost, and we all hung out and listened to live music. It was all very cool. So that was last night that we went. And the other big thing that you're testing for us that we left out is this fabulous pair of gloves, that these handmade leather gloves. Why don't you, I know that you've seen that. They're Cuero cycling gloves.
Yeah, I just checked out these gloves today for the first time. Still haven't quite figured out how to pronounce them properly, but they look fantastic. Some, you know, genuine leather gloves. I don't really know what else to say about them. They look freaking awesome, and I planned a little bit of both mountain biking and road biking with them. I'm doing a road race later this year, and it's kind of a good idea always to have a glove on your hand in a race situation for the road. So I'm going to do that and then also use them for the summer.
Cool. Yeah, they look like the kind of glove that the longer you wear them, the more it's going to, like, they're going to mold to your actual hands once you get them sweated through and re-dry them, and could be an heirloom cycling accessory. But it's all in the vapor. We haven't tried it yet. We've seen pictures. So, beyond that, what fabulous adventures have you got planned for this summer?
Well, the one I'm most excited about, I'm actually flying out to Fort Collins on Friday, and I've got a buddy who lives out there. He does part-time work at Road 34 Bike Shop, and I'm going to spend a 4th of July weekend over there just hanging out, and we're going to do some mountain biking, some hiking, camping, tubing down the river, that kind of stuff.
Well, cool. Trip to Colorado is always awesome. Love that place.
Yeah.
Well, all right. Thanks for coming on the show and introducing you yourself to our listeners.
Yeah, thank you very much. This has been an awesome opportunity. I'm glad you decided to lend your hand, and I'm going to try and do my best work I can for you with beating the crap out of these bikes and seeing what we can do on them.
Cool, man. All right. Have a good night. We'll see you later.
Later.
Thanks. Take care.
This portion of today's broadcast is brought to you by Monk Pack Oatmeal Fruit Squeeze. Gluten-free, vegan, and 100% non-GMO, Monk Pack Oatmeal Fruit Squeezes combine whole grain, gluten-free oats, and delicious fruit bites, all ready to eat and in a resealable pouch. They come in five delicious flavors like maple pear quinona, raspberry coconut, and more. Learn more at monkpack.com.
Please welcome to the show, straight out of Idaho, it's Mr. Bruce Smithhammer.
Hey, Gomez. How's it going?
Oh, it's going so good. I can't even tell you. I'm going to have to make up a new word for how good a day it's been. How about you?
Going great here. I'm actually just drying out from a midday mountain ride that turned into a hail, rainy slush fest. Yeah.
Oh, man.
We ended up.
Yeah. You live in the mountains. That's I have one epic hail, and running into free range cows with huge horns and on single track, all in one ride, Hermosa Creek Trail in Colorado. So you're actually out in Idaho, right?
I am. Yeah, in Teton Valley.
So we brought Bruce on as one of our new Bike Black Ribbon test pilots because he's one of the very early adopters of the Plus Bike platform and also does his fair share of, might even do some of our listeners' share of bike packing. Do you even own a fat bike, Bruce?
Yeah, I do. I've got a Salsa Blackboro that is still going strong. Just put a Lauf fork on there last winter, and yeah, I love that bike.
Cool, yeah, it is a good choice. It's always been one of both Sven and my favorite bikes. So, at this point, why don't you share with our listener one thing, or within the bike world, what are you passionate about?
I think the thing I'm most passionate about with biking is the same reason I got into mountain biking 20 some years ago, which is just that I think it's such a cool way to explore. And I mean, I love going fast downhill. I love day rides and thrill seeking, but I really love like heading out into the hills for days at a time and just being on a bike. It's really fun. Great cool. way to travel.
Yeah. I love the exploration aspect. Just interviewed Nick Holzum, another new tester, and we both talked about that being part of what we love about bike riding. One of the other things that we're asking all of our new test pilots is, what are you currently testing for the Fat Dash Bike supercomputer that runs everything?
I've got my hands on the new Jamis Dragon Slayer Pro 27 Plus, which is a really fun bike. I'm enjoying testing it out.
Cool, and Chrome Molly, that bike is a steel bike.
Yeah, it is. It's a nice, sweet, Reynolds steel hardtail, and it's got that new Fox 34 rhythm fork on it that, you know, for being the so-called, like, budget fork, I'm really impressed with that fork. So.
Killer. So, where have you taken that bike on any trips? I follow you, you know, on the Facebook, and I see that you've done some adventuring. You've been in the Four Corners area just recently. Did you take that bike, or what did you do down there?
That trip was right before I got the Dragon Slayer, but I took a Surly ECR 29 Plus bike on that trip, and me and some good friends who I end up doing a lot of my trips with, we went down 7 days into the Capitol Reef area in southern Utah, mm-hmm. and did a little over 200 miles of bikepacking down there, and it was just a fantastic trip.
Have you ever been down to coral pink sand dunes in Utah? Kind of over by the...
I have not been there, no. I'd like to go, though.
I've been once, and it was on a vacation, and we spent one night there. I dream about that place, along with the Great Sand Dunes, but I know I can't ride at Great Sand Dunes National Monument, but I know I can ride at Coral Pink Sand Dunes, and it it lives up to the name. The sand is actually, you know, I'm probably geologically going to make a big, big mess here, but I think it's Navajo sandstone that's turned into sand.
Yeah.
So, sorry to all the geologists out there. I want to be smart someday about rocks.
speaking of sand dunes, there's a place that we've been going out to here in eastern Idaho called the St. Anthony Sand Dunes. And it's like a 35-mile-long dune complex about an hour from where I live. And it's kind of this weird anomaly. You're in the middle of eastern Idaho and mountains and thick agriculture, and then there's just these huge dunes out there. And that was the first time I'd ever really ridden dunes on a fat bike, even though I'd done a lot of fat biking before that, and it was pretty eye-opening, super fun experience.
Yeah, yeah. I've done a bit of it here, and it really, really gets you into that 3 PSI area where it's just super jelly fun. Oh my god, such good stuff.
And you get these weird wind carved features and bowls that you can drop into and play with, and kind of like snow, you can just do a lot of stupid shit with very little consequence.
Exactly. Other than sand in all of the places where you never wanted sand. But that happens to me every time I go camping, pretty much. It seems. I'm kind of getting used to it at this point.
Crevices you didn't know you had.
Well, yeah, the sand will let you know. So, what is Bruce going to do on his summer vacation?
Bruce, unfortunately, doesn't get a summer vacation. It's actually my busier time of year for work, but I've got a bunch of long weekends, like 3-day weekend trips planned this summer, and gonna get out and bike pack around the greater Yellowstone ecosystem that I live in. Seems like every summer we end up the summer with a longer list of places we want to check out than we ticked off. So
cool. And what are you doing for the 4th? Don't blow your fingers off. It's my advice.
I would imagine I'll be drinking beer and riding bikes, probably in that order.
Nice. That's what I'm doing for the 4th. My buddy from Fatty Lumpkin or Adam Blake or my amigo is going to come up and stay at the house, and we're going to do some local riding here, but it's going to be a little rainy until he gets here. He's getting here on Sunday, so.
Yeah, we here in Victor, I have to say, we have a pretty awesome small town 4th of July parade that I never miss.
Cool. I love 4th of July parades. 4th of July is actually my favorite holiday.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. I love summer. It's warm and stuff.
Yeah. Well, I'd go with Dia de Muertos, but you know, whatever.
Oh yeah, that's a good one too. It's up there.
I just like candy skulls.
Well, Bruce, it's great to talk to you, and thanks for coming on the show. And we're just gonna say we hope you come back on maybe in the fall or in the wintertime.
Awesome, I'd love to go, Mess. And I definitely have some bigger trips planned this fall. So.
Cool. Oh, and the other thing that we have lined up for you, dude, is some tires, the McFly tires.
Yeah, in a 29-plus size, which I'm super stoked to put on my ECR.
Nice. So as soon as those get on shore, they're going to whisk their way out to you. All right, that's my closing thought.
Great. Thanks so much.
All right, have a good one.
Yeah, you too, buddy. We'll talk. See ya.
Well, that wraps up our trio of interviews with our new Bike Black Ribbon test pilots. If you'd like to become a test pilot, you should email your Uncle Gomez with a story that you've written and some photos that you've taken, and we'll probably get back to you and talk about how we can work together, because that's what we do. So, as is our custom here on the show that has become the occasional dose of fat, we have some fat bike links in the show notes, and I'm going to talk a little bit about them. The first is a pretty interesting piece that I was shared by my friend Fuzzy John on the Facebook, and I took a read through, and I have to agree, I think cyclists need to stop being so damn cheap and keep some of these bike shops in business and learn to pay to play, folks. I know that consumers, this goes against everything that you've been taught, that you're supposed to get everything for as cheap as possible, but man, those bike shops are just going out of business left and right. I live out in the country. I have to drive a half hour to get to a bike shop. Used to be, there used to be more. So, next up is some recipes for camping from a site that I use, and they put together some things for car camping and backpacking, etc. Some good ideas there. Our friends at Bike Flights are celebrating their 200,000th customer, which was in Green Bay, Wisconsin. And, of course, we're in Wisconsin, so, you know, we like that. Our friends at Interbike, they're unveiling some changes for the 2017 show. They're adding an incubator area to highlight crowdfunded innovations. And I think y'all know how much I love crowdfunding and products that, you know, aren't necessarily ever going to make it to market, like the Nog Bell that I supported and sucks. That's too bad that that one made it to the market. So the other thing, that the big news is that they've canceled the Consumer Day, which shortens the show by one day and makes all the industry folks probably a lot happier. So the next link is from our friends at Ren Sports. They have a new bolt-on through axle to add to their fork that you can really put some torque down on and make sure that the stiffness of the through axle is 100% optimized for the trail. So they also are working on an extreme winter damper kit. They say that they will be shipping to dealers late in August with that. And then the last link on my little list here is our friend Derek from Homer, Alaska, and the Homer Cycling Club. It's an article from the paper, the Homer Tribune, about Derek and how he is added to the cycling culture in Homer and how he is working on tours. Homer, go there. It is, it's such a cool place. So with that, our show this evening has been brought to you by the Bikes, Parts, and Chaos of Surly Bikes. This wraps up show number 127. If you have questions or comments about today's show, or have an idea for an interesting dose of fat incident, please send an email to gomez@fatbike.com, and he, along with the steady guiding hand of his imaginary friend Nigel, will take it from there. Thanks. Adios, amigos.
I'm Rich the West Vet, the fat, the papa costume, the cute skin, and you.